I'm so happy. When I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is anointing. Your spirit move around me. In your presence, anointing breaks the yoke. When I come into sing it with fire, power. Sing it fire in your heart. I'm so happy when I come into your presence. I'm so glad because in your presence there is anointing. The Spirit move around me. In your presence, anointing. Oh yeah.
Holy Ghost. Ghost power, power, power. Send your power again. Holy Ghost power.
Send down your power.
Send your power.
Send down your power.
Holy Ghost power.
Send down your power, Lord.
Send your power again. Holy Ghost power.
Send down your power.
Send down power.
Come on, raise down your power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Send your power again.
Father, we are here before you. We appreciate you. We exalt you. We glorify your name. We acknowledge you. We say there is no one like you. Father, we are here before you today to receive from you. Come and do the impossible. Touch our life. Anoint us specially. Anoint us for greater works. I pray, O Lord, today will be the end of every problem in our lives. Today we mark the turning points of our life. We will remember today for good. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Thank you because you've done it, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Let's have our say, please, because of time. This month has been declared the month of greater works. And I believe there is a reason for the names given to every month. I believe that God has a purpose for your life this month. And He wants to achieve something. I believe that all His plans for your life shall come to pass in Jesus' name. And God has ministered also to us through His servants that we should observe fasting and prayer this month. I want to tell you that there is a reason also for that. So that what He has proposed to do in your life will be easy to accomplish. That is why everybody here must observe this fasting and prayer. And I hope everyone is doing it. If you have not been observing it, you can start today. And I believe that that which He has proposed to do in your life, He will do it in Jesus' name. In line with what God has planned to do in our life, He has revealed unto us this topic. The topic is the anointing, or the new anointing for greater works. The new anointing for greater works. I want to tell you that the Spirit of God is one. When the choir was ministering, I knew that God really wanted to do something in our midst today. And that which He has proposed to do, He will do in Jesus' name. Now, we are considering this topic, new anointing for greater works. And I want to read 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 says, "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So, what this Bible passage is saying is that the anointing which we have received abides in us. Now, what is anointing? And what does it signify? In the Old Testament, anointing is like a rite of inauguration into three main offices of Jewish religion. The first one is the priest. If they want to appoint a priest, they anoint him for service. The second one is the kings and prophets. Any king that is chosen among the Israelites is always anointed. And one significant thing is that the anointing was always done with oil. Also, anything that is used in tabernacle or temple of worship were usually anointed. And it signifies that they are set aside for service. That means that in the Old Testament, what is common with anointing is the use of oil. Now, in Christian religion, we still make use of oil for anointing. But most significantly, oil is used for healing, as is found in James chapter 3, verse 13. If you go to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13, James chapter 5, verse 13, if you go through it, it says, if any one of you is suffering or sick, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalm. In verse 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And that is the only portion in the Old Testament where the word oil is used for anointing or to signify anointing. Anointing also can be done through the Holy Spirit, as we have read in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. And if you go to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, you discover that God made a mention of anointing there, the anointed ones, our Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit with greater power was signified by a dove landing on his head. So, anointing can be done through the use of oil or through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's read that Bible passage, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Are we all there? Sorry. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came immediately from the waters, and behold, heaven were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So anointing there is for power. Descend like a dove upon his head. And is done through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now it was a spiritual anointing and symbolized by the dove. It is, however, important to note that God did all anointing. both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I want to tell you that God wants to anoint us newly today for greater works in Jesus' name. Why do we need anointing? The first reason why we need anointing is to do is for power. The first one is for power. What did I say? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says that you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So anointing is for power. The another reason why we need anointing is to destroy the works of the enemy and to destroy the yokes of the enemy. In the book of John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible made us to know that Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But our Lord Jesus Christ came so that we will have life and have it more abundantly. In the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his body will be taken away from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Now we are talking about new anointing today. And you can see that when our Lord Jesus Christ received that new anointing through the Holy Spirit, he declared in the book of Luke chapter 4 that our brother just read to us, that the Spirit of God was upon him. That means that when you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will receive power and certain impossibilities start becoming possible in your life. Certain things that you have not been able to do in the past, you will start achieving it. And that will be your lot in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what are the possibilities of new anointing? What are those things that you can do through new anointing? In John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus Christ says something there, and I want you to hold on that word, believe it, and start acting out on it, even as you are fasting this month, because of what God has intended to do in your life. John chapter 14, verse 12. It says, most assuredly I say unto you, he who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. The works that I do, he will do also. That means that if you hold on this word and believe it, there are certain works that you have seen our Lord Jesus Christ did during the time of his ministry, you can do also. You can pray for the sick and the sick will recover. If you believe God, the Bible says that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be thou lifted and be cast into the sea. If you don't doubt, it will be so. And I've seen the demonstration through a lot of examples, through a lot of testimonies that I've had, that when people hold God for their word, they have answers to their prayer. There was a portion in the Bible that says, if two or three shall agree concerning anything in this world, if you believe that what you are asking for shall come to pass, you shall have what you will. And the Bible told us that he has given us the power to will according to his purpose. That means that whatsoever you desire in your heart and you strongly will it from God, you shall have it. I want you to tell your neighbor, whatever you desire for him, God will grant you in Jesus' name. So what is this telling us? The new anointing can do for us what it has done for our spiritual fathers. Now, Elisha recognized this in the life of Elijah, that there are certain things that God has done through Elijah. And he has seen Elijah, you know, perform a lot of miracles. All these were done, you know, when he was there with him. And he started desiring it. He knew that power can be transferred, anointing can be transferred. And from then he started desiring that one day I will possess this type of anointing that Elijah possesses. And it came to pass. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Are we all there? He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen upon him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen upon him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Now, I want you to know, this was the first time that he will experience the demonstration of God's power. He knew in his heart that he can receive that anointing, the same anointing. But you know, I love Elisha. He was even desiring double anointing. That is, double portion of Elijah anointing. He was desiring it. As you are fasting this month, as you are going through this period of fasting and prayer, I want you to begin to desire this power of anointing. Because this anointing will make you to experience a lot of greater works, a lot of achievements, where doors will be open unto you. And at times you will prophesy and it will come to pass. You will lay your hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So begin to desire new anointing. Begin to say, that anointing that I've seen in the life of our Father in the Lord, I want it also. Because God says that there is no limit to the anointing that God can bestow upon you. So begin to desire it. So when this man struck the water, he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha caused it. Praise God. If it is true that I receive new anointing, he was saying, that is what he signified. Let the water part into two, as he did for my spiritual father. The result was instant. This signified that if you are my spiritual son or daughter, what the new anointing that you have seen being demonstrated in my life can be reproduced through you. But why is it that people find it difficult to receive anointing? Number one, inability to pay the price on our knee. Inability to pay the price on our knee. You must pray for new anointing. You must desire it. Then the second one is lack of faith. What did I say? You know, the Bible says that he who lacks faith is like someone who beholds himself in a mirror. And when he has left, he doesn't know how he looks again. Or it's like a boat that is tossed here and there, you know, in the midst of the sea. That he doesn't have a standing point. He's not stable. And let not that man think that he can receive anything from God. So you must have strong faith in him that he can give you the power of anointing. I've seen this demonstrated in the life of a small boy. I've even often told us about what I witnessed, the testimony I had in the church at Epitometa, from a small boy who believed God for his word. And as he was going along the streets on an errand, he saw us people, you know, demonstrating magical hearts. And this person was commanding an object to stand, you know, to float in the air. And as people were amazed, they wanted to know what was happening. And this boy came along and said, this person was not calling the name of Jesus. And he said, so where Jesus lives, you can just use another power, but I want to demonstrate to you that there is a greater power. And he said, in the name of Jesus, this object fall down. And it happened. So people were amazed that there is greater power somewhere. I want to tell you that power will be demonstrated to you also in Jesus' name. Amen. Another reason why people don't receive new anointing is lack of genuine salvation. If you are not genuinely saved, you cannot receive new anointing. Praise God. Now, another possibility of new anointing, second one, is that it can reopen closed doors. What did I say? It can cause doors that were shut to others to be opened to you. Doors that have been shut against you in the past, and you believe that there is no way forward. Remember, when Elijah and Elisha were going, they came across River Jordan. Was it not so? Now, that was the limitation of some. Because when they get to the bank of this river, there is no way forward again. But people with new anointing, what would they do? Because of the power they possess, they can command the water to part into two, and it will obey them. I want to tell you that new doors will be opened unto you as from today in Jesus' name. Because of the new anointing that you receive today, doors will be opened unto you in Jesus' name. So let's look at the life of Elisha and Elijah. When others are heading to location beyond Jordan, their journey terminates at the bank of River Jordan. But when those two people got to this point, the limitation of others at the bank is their own beginning of demonstration of power. So when they got to the point of limitation, the rivers parted into two for them and came back again after they have gone through. Now, what does this signify? With new anointing, the terminal points of others will be your starting point in Jesus' name. Amen. The second one is that the best of others will be your least in Jesus' name. Amen. The third one is that there will be entries into new frontiers in Jesus' name. There will be discoveries. You will experience success. Your victory will have no limit in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a man that I learned of through the GO when he went to the U.S., this man has been desiring that, you know, God will open the womb of his wife. And he was the one that went to the airport to pick the GO. So when he got to the airport, you know, the GO, normally he would sit at the back. So he sat at the back and he drove him to where he wanted. Now because he believed strongly that this man has new anointing for greater works, he told his wife that God will do something new in our family today. That this same place that the GO sat, I want you to sit on it and pray. And that is how that this man went and sat there and started praying that God, because of the anointing of the GO, I believe that my womb will open. And I want to tell you that it was so. That God opened his womb And he gave birth to twins. I want to tell you that those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, God will answer you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today will be your day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today will be your turning point for good in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, we learned about the woman with the issue of blood. This woman had gone around looking for healing. The Bible said that he had spent all he could, but there was no healing. And she decided in her heart that this man that I've been hearing of has new anointing, power that is beyond these other powers that I've been patronizing. Let me go. I believe once I touch the hem of this garment, I don't need to ask him to even lay his hand on me, because I know that the anointing flows throughout his body. What I need to do is to touch the hem of his garment. And once I touch the hem of his garment, I will receive my healing. Can you see the demonstration of faith? Once I touch the hem of his garment, all God requires of you to have this anointing is a faith like a mustard seed. I've often told us that the reason why we are seated comfortably on this chair is because we believe that this chair can carry our weight. Is it not? If you want to sit on a chair, if you believe that once you sit on it, it will give way, will you release your weight? You will not, because you'll be afraid of falling. But because you believe that once you release your weight and you sit on that chair, it will carry your weight. That is the type of faith that God wants you to demonstrate. That once you have that type of faith, that God can give you the anointing to do the impossible, you will start experiencing it as from today. And it shall be so in Jesus' name. How many of us believe it? That you will receive the power of anointing. And it shall be so in your life in Jesus' name. Now, the third one. The new anointing can put to shame and frustrate internal enemies. It can put to shame and frustrate internal enemies. We learned of Mordecai and Haman in the Bible. We learned that Mordecai planned, because he was filled with pride, he thought that Mordecai did not bow before him, that he will do something that he will never forget in his life. So he planned against him. But when these people went into fasting and prayer and pray earnestly for power of anointing, their situation was turned around. I want to tell you that this month, your situation will be turned around for good in Jesus' name. The fourth one is that it can move someone from being mocked to being celebrated. What did I say? Those who pay the price to obtain new anointing will always be distinguished. When Elisha followed his masters, Elijah, from city to cities, other sons of prophets embarrassed him. They started mocking him. What are you looking for? You came from a rich family and you are following this poor man. What are you looking for? They started mocking him. I know that people that have been seeing you coming to church every day might be saying certain negative things about you. They may not come to you and say, this is what we have been gossiping about you. But they may be saying it at the back. Look, he called himself a Christian. Look at what is happening in his life. But you know what Elisha told them? He simply told them to hold their peace. A lot of people might have mocked you openly, some jokingly, that there is nothing to show for your Christianity or about your situation. Just tell them to hold their peace. Because when you receive their new anointing today, they shall celebrate you. And when the power of the new anointing shall start manifesting in your life as from today, you will be mightily celebrated in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when Elisha received the power of anointing, he struck the water of Jordan, River Jordan, with that cloth in his hand, and the water parted into two. And they started seeing the demonstration of the power of God in his life. They started celebrating him. They knew that this is the person they have to bow to. That if they want to receive their own miracle, this is the person they must go to. And I want to tell you that as on today, people will come unto you to receive miracles, to be prayed for in the mighty name of Jesus. God will turn your situation around. Your life will never remain the same again in the mighty name of Jesus. So, just have faith in God. I want to ask you this question. Have certain antecedents worked against you? Have you been crying over a problem for a long time? And that problem has been prevailing in your life, and there seems to be no end to it. Or maybe you are even afraid of the future. What will become of you? What will become of your children? In that state, I don't want you to pay attention to that, because God wants to do greater works in your life this month. This month has been declared the month of greater works, and it is not for fun, because God has a purpose, and that purpose will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. So don't mind them. Don't be disturbed by the situation you are passing through. Have you been crying, you know, in your house when you close your doors and you start pondering over your problem, and you cry from morning to night? Resignation to faith are not what you need. Crying is not what you need. What you need is this new anointing. This new anointing that can transform life. This new anointing that can do the impossible in your life. This new anointing that can grant you what you have been desiring from God for a long time. As you are here today, you are not here by accident. God has brought you here to receive this new anointing. And today you will receive it, and every member of your family will receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Are we all there? Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho. And he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still. Our Lord Jesus Christ will stand still today as you cry upon him in Jesus' name. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Those that wanted to silence him, those that were backing against him to be quiet, they were the one Jesus commanded to bring him. So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said unto him, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus is telling you today, do you need the power of new anointing? And you are going to tell him today, yes, I do. And I believe that you will receive the power of new anointing in Jesus' name. The blind man said unto him, Rabbi, what I may receive, that I may receive my sight. He told him exactly what he wanted. Jesus said unto him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. People have been mocking Bartimaeus, but he didn't keep silence. He started praying aloud. He started shouting, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. There is a tendency for someone to say, well, I've been fasting. There is no need for me to pray. All that they require of me is to fast and just pray maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes in the evening. That is enough. I want to tell you that is not enough. If you want to receive this anointing that breaks the yoke, if you want to receive this anointing that will open new doors unto you, if you want to receive this anointing that will do the impossible in your life, you have to cry aloud. Like Bartimaeus, he cried aloud. If he had not attracted heavenly attention, he would have died a blind man. If he had not cried aloud, he would have remained in his situation. As you are here today, you are going to cry aloud. You are going to tell God today that I want power of the new anointing. The new anointing that opens doors for me, that will do greater works in my life. The new anointing that can make me to achieve my goal. The new anointing that can make the plan of God to come to pass in my life. You are going to cry aloud today. And I believe God that as you cry unto him, God will grant you your request in Jesus' name. As you receive the new anointing today, I can see God causing you to celebrate with your critics and mockers in attention. Because the Bible says that God will set a table before me in the presence of what? My enemies. God will set a table before you today in Jesus' name. And God will make you to celebrate today. Those things that have been making you to cry, those things that have been causing sorrow in your heart, God will do something about it. Are you thinking of taking your life? Or are you thinking about going back to Nigeria? How will I do this thing? Things look impossible. I want to tell you, nothing is impossible. Tell your neighbor, nothing is impossible. Whatever situation you find yourself, there is reason for this fasting and prayer. There is reason why God has declared this month the month of greater works. God will perform his purpose in your life today in Jesus' name. Whatever he has decided to do, because the Bible says that the word that God has spoken will not go out void. Once God has spoken concerning your situation, it will accomplish what he has been sent to accomplish. It will perform what he has been sent to perform. I want to tell you that God has sent his word to you today. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what will become of you tomorrow. Don't be afraid of the enemy backing on you that they will defy you. Focus your attention on God. And pray aloud today for new anointing. That power that breaks the yoke. You know, our sister read for us the book of Obadiah. The book of Obadiah verse 17. It said that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Are you in bondage? Do you find yourself in bondage of the enemy? And you don't know the way out. You will be delivered today in Jesus' name. Whatever may be troubling your heart, whatever you are trusting him for, today will mark the turning point of your life. Let us stand up. You are going to touch your heart, your chest with your left hand and lift your right hand before God. And begin to cry aloud for new anointing. Father, give me new anointing. Father, new anointing that breaks the yoke. Father, new anointing. Father, that fulfill your purpose in my life. New anointing that open roads unto me. Father, new anointing that can do the impossible. Father, bestow it upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to touch your heart or your chest with your left hand and raise your right hand. Pray for the new anointing. I want you to cry unto God. You are not praying. You are not praying. Pray for this new anointing. Bartimaeus did not keep silence. He didn't keep quiet. He cried unto God. He didn't keep quiet. He cried unto God and said, God, Son of David, have mercy on me. The anointing that will make you to be celebrated. The anointing that will make your mockers to be in attention. The anointing that will make your enemy to come and seek for help from you. The anointing for greater works in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to speak concerning that situation in your life. Begin to speak to it. That situation that has been troubling you for a long time. I want you to open your mouth and speak. You have the power of anointing now. Begin to speak to that situation. I want you to begin to speak to that situation. Speak to it. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the situation in the life of Bartimaeus, and he received instant answer. Speak to that situation in your life. Begin to speak. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to begin to command prosperity into your life. Begin to command good health into your life. Begin to command joy, peace of God into your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Still touch your chest with your left hand and lift up your heart as I pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 4, that the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Father, as your children are raising up their hands before you, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will grant unto them new anointing. Amen. New anointing to destroy every work of the enemy in their lives.
Amen.
New anointing of power.
Amen.
Power to break the yoke.
Amen.
Power of deliverance.
Amen.
Power to heal the sick.
Amen.
I command the new anointing into their life. And I begin to pray that ways will be opened unto them.
Amen.
Ways of prosperity that have either been closed unto them, begin to open in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I decree that limitation of others shall be their starting point in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That as from today you begin to achieve the impossible. You begin to do what you have not been able to do in the past.
Amen.
That what is that to have become impossible in your life will become possible as for today.
Amen.
Today we make the new turning point of your life for good.
Amen.
And you shall experience the power of the Lord.
Amen.
This month, there shall be greater works.
Amen.
Greater works of God.
Amen.
In your life. In every member of your family, in your place of work, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree, because the Bible says that whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever I lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I decree the blessing of God that knows no limitation be released upon you in Jesus' name. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Thank you because you've done it too long. Begin to thank God for all you have done.